Hi, this is Sharon from the Cliff and Sharon Show, and welcome to this week's podcast where we count down five of the silliest stories from our show this week. There really are some rather odd people out there and news stories from around the world. Let's get to it, shall we?
The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
The next time you call a plumber and he's crouched down showing you his plumber's crack, which is always attractive, and why does it always happen right in front of you? Remember this story and be grateful that's all you're seeing.
Oh, right. There is a woman in Ontario, Canada, and she couldn't get her hot water to work the other day, so she called in a plumbing company for help. And the owner is this 55-year-old guy named Ron, and he showed up personally to fix her problem.
Isn't that nice?
Eventually, though. First of all, he gets there and she lets him in and says, okay, so here it is. The hot water's not working. He's like, all right, well, I need just to change into my plumbing clothes. So he stripped naked right in front of her and then put on his overalls, and then he went about and fixed her hot water heater.
Wow.
And then he calls her over. Okay, it's all working now, love. You should be good to go. And stripped down naked again to put his regular clothes back on. And then he gave her a bill and left. So she called the cops and he was arrested for criminal mischief.
He was probably expecting her to help with his plumbing.
Oh, sounds like it, doesn't it?
Do you know, this reminded me, true story. My daughter was 3 years old. We had a plumber over. He was crouched down trying to fix something. He was there for the longest time. Right beside him was her little desk where she had her little tea party going on. She was fascinated by the fact that there was this cavernous line between the man's just above the, so she went over and poured her orange juice down the crack of his pants. I swear to God, it was the most horrifying but funny thing that's ever happened.
Oh my God, I'm always tempted to drop a quarter in there.
You don't want that back.
Antisocial.
You can say that again.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Well, this is going to be a little different than I thought.
Number four.
Do you remember walking to school? Everything had to be the same. I remember in my neighborhood, there was always a nice house that made me feel comfortable when I walked by it. When you saw certain neighbors, you know, that was in the day you actually let your kids walk to school. In the smaller communities, that's okay. The big cities, you know, you've got to make sure they're dropped off and picked up. It's a different world we live in right now. So this is just one of those great stories. An 86-year-old woman named Tinny Davidson lives just outside of Vancouver, Canada. For the last 9 years, she has stood at her front window every single morning waving to the kids on their way to school. And I think this is just such a wonderful thing that the kids actually recognized this, talked about her, and decided to do something for her.
Oh, this is just lovely. These kids love her for doing it because about 2 years ago, they organized an assembly to thank her for being such a big part of the school community. And then what they did last week was even better. A bunch of them got to school early on Friday and then walked to her house. And when she opened her door, there were more than 70 kids standing on her lawn with Valentines. They'd made these little red hearts and used wire hangers to stick them in her lawn, and then they all lined up to give her a hug and gave her a bunch of presents and thank you notes. And you can imagine, she's 86, how overwhelmingly beautiful that was. And in fact, here's Tinny talking about what such a lovely surprise it was.
Hello! You're making me cry! I love it! I just love it! I am just overwhelmed.
I had no idea. It was just a shock. I'm in shock. It's just wonderful. I just can't express my love for these kids.
How beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Afterwards, she told the local news that they've added a lot of joy to her life over the years. And after this, she says she feels like the luckiest woman alive.
Oh. She'll never forget that. What a wonderful story.
Well, she'll never forget. Not to be cynical. She's 86. She probably doesn't have that many years left. But
you had to go there, didn't
you? Oh, no. I'm sorry.
You
I'm
had
just,
to do
what?
It. It was such a nice story.
I just
story.
Had to ruin the moment, didn't
Why
I?
Why did you do that?
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number three.
President's Day yesterday. Honestly, my favorite president is the Benjamin Franklin, because he's on the $100 bill, and I think that I think we should have and celebrate more of that.
More Ben Franklins,
yes,
for sure.
Please.
Oh my gosh! Look, I there was something that happened yesterday for President's Day, and I know a lot of people are busy, and maybe you missed it, but presidential hopeful Donald Trump actually had something to say, a few words to say for President's Day.
I'm President Inevitable Donald Trump, wishing myself a happy President's Day. And what an unbelievable president I'm going to be. I'm going to be so phenomenal for the presidency. People are going to say, Lincoln, lightweight. Washington, wimpy. You're going to forget all about those guys. When I'm president, believe me, every day is going to be President's Day. It's going to be President's Day so much that you're going to get sick of it being President's Day, except that you won't get sick of it, because I'll be the president and I'm going to make President's Day great again.
Oh, my God. So humble, isn't he? So humble. You know, seriously, though, we do take President's Day for granted. You think about it. There was a time when we celebrated George Washington and Abraham Lincoln's birthday separately. And look at what each man contributed to our nation as individuals.
That's
but
true.
Then basically we combine them to form one of the biggest mattress sales events of the year. So we just want to say thank you, brave forefathers. Your leadership, your dedication to America are the reason we can now save up to 20%, even 40% on new mattresses, sofas, and lounges. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the no money down and no payments for 90 days.
Right.
I mean, that's wonderful. What a wonderful way to celebrate President's Day.
Thank you.
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number two.
You know, as we age, you have to start thinking about taking care of yourself, and maybe you need to give nature a little help along the way.
Are you hinting?
No. Well,
stop looking at me like that. I mean, you're almost sizing me up, like you need a little bit of that.
No, I would never do that. But I know you watch Housewives of insert name of city
pretty much,
here.
Yeah. I do like those things.
And when they get stuff done, it looks like they've had so much work. I mean, if you could get something done and not look like you've had reconstruction surgery, or your eyes are pulled back and you can't blink, then okay.
I know.
Some of these procedures I don't get, right?
No, they do. Some of them do go overboard. Actually, it's funny you say that, because a friend of mine just had some lip plumping done, which involves... I think it's some of your fat from somewhere else, and they pop that in your lips, and it looks really good.
It's fat from your butt. I read about this.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So they're going to take fat from your butt.
If they took it from my butt, I'd wind up with, like, the biggest lips of all time. But I'm actually, hers looks really good, so I'm kind of thinking about getting it done.
Really?
Yes.
What does Richard say about this?
He doesn't care. I mean, he's, you know, if it makes me happy.
Okay.
Yeah, right. He knows the old thing, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sure. He knows that. So I thought I might ask Siri what she thinks, because she's the arbiter of all of these things.
Okay,
Siri, I'm thinking about getting lip injections. What do you think about that?
This one is a little difficult. On one hand, it is nice to have full plump lips that look hot, but on the other hand, a lip job gone bad looks hilariously awful, like you are super swollen from having an allergic reaction or tried to make up with a hot frying pan. The problem with plastic surgery is that if you aren't careful, having work done can become an addiction, and you will spend all of your money changing every part of your face and eventually looking like a human cat that just walked into its own surprise birthday party. That is the end of the road for all plastic surgery. I will give you a second to picture it. See, I am right. Surprise human cat. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. I don't think it'll become an addiction. I understand what she's saying, and for some people it does. It's, you know, the thin edge of the wedge, but I think she just gave me her blessing.
I think it was veiled, but sure. Sure. Go for it.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number one.
Okay, think about this for a minute. If you were to count something in your life that meant something to you, what would you do? And I mean not just count it. I mean track it. I mean write it down,
blog
maybe
it.
Even make a website about it. What would that be?
I don't know.
I mean, would it be money? would it be sexual encounters? Would it be, you know, kids? I Think about it. This guy in England is counting his sneezes. I kid you not.
And he's been doing it for over 8 years. He doesn't only count the number of sneezes, but he documents where he was when he sneezed, the strength of the sneeze, and usually a little comment about the event. He records all of this on his blog. It's called Sneeze Count. And I think it's safe to say he had a fairly lonely Valentine's Day, Cliff.
Well, this one, he's up to 4,460, and that sneeze happened in the kitchen. It was somewhat moderate, and he mentioned spoons for some reason. I don't know why spoons are in here. Well, he was putting the spoons away, which is, ew, gross. Why would you sneeze while you're doing
it? I know, right?
Putting the cutlery
my
away.
God.
But this is an interesting thing when you think about sneezes, because it brings up the folklore as a kid. I remember when you sneezed your soul out. And somebody used to tell me that's why they say God bless you.
Oh.
Or your heart stops when you sneeze.
Right.
What other ones are there?
Have you ever tried to look in the mirror and see what you look like when you sneeze?
You can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze.
You can't.
Right?
Oh, my God. I used to try and do that as a kid. Keep my eyes open and just see what I look like. I have to be satisfied with seeing other people sneeze and assume I look somewhat the same. Although, people sneeze differently. I have two sisters. I'm the middle sister. My younger sister does not know the meaning of a quiet sneeze.
My wife is the same way.
Is she?
Oh my God.
It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. Like, you can stifle a sneeze somewhat, but not Karen. No, she's like this. Achoo! Every single sneeze is loud. My older sister, it's like a little bunny rabbit just sneeze, because she's like this.
That's not a sneeze.
It's so cute. Everybody just kind of turns around and looks at her and says, you all right? She's like, oh, yeah, I was just sneezing. Oh, my God, let it out.
Here's my wife's sneeze. I'll try, because I make fun of her all the time. I swear to you, the windows rattle when she sneezes. It's this. I got to back up. Hey.
Oh, she does not.
That's not even close. And mine has a little reverberation after it, because I go, achoo, to shake it off, because usually they happen in threes for me.
Well, you should. Yeah, mine do too. When you shake it off, are there ropes of snot? Anyway, no, that's probably just.
You see how much history can you effectively talk about when it comes to the simple thing like the sneeze? We've all got something to associate with it, right?
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.